paragraph ches, v'ze b'chinas sukkah shoyis nachar yom kippurim. With this, we'll be able to understand why right after Yom Kippur, we go straight into sukkahs. Ki ikar ha-sukkah hu ha-schach. Because the most important part of the sukkah, al pi halacha, al pi everything, is the schach, the covering. Shehu b'chinas imo de mesak chal benin. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the schach represents imo, the mother, bina, the sphere of bina, which hovers over, which covers over her children. Like the mother bird who's on top of her kids, covering them up, protecting them. That's this imo de mesacheches miloshen schach al benin. And we know that the Torah tells us that the proper schach is when it's being made from the waste matter of the crops, the chaff like of the crops. And it's through this mitzvah that we show the incredible power that a Jew has, and the incredible kindness of Hashem. Why? Ki boze onu royin shemochal onu Hashem yisborach kol avoyneseinu. By us taking the psoilus, the garbage of the goyren v'yekev, and taking that and picking it up and putting it on top. That's the covering. That's the crown of the sukkah. The keser of the sukkah is the schach, which is made out of the psoilus of the Goren Yekev. By doing this, we're showing that we believe that Hashem has forgiven all of our sins. And when Hashem really forgives your sins, what happens to those sins? They get converted into dollar bills. They get converted into mitzvahs. The sins, the garbage, got converted into mitzvahs, into merits. And we said that from the sins it gets converted into Torah. Where do we see this process? We see it in the sukkah. That this mitzvah, this one of the 613 mitzvahs called sukkah, what's it make? What do we make the sukkah out of? Garbage. The most important part of sukkah, not the walls. The walls is not so important. The most halachically critical part of the sukkah is the schach. What's it made from? Garbage. It's made from sins. All the sins that were processed on Yom Kippur and throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Elul, all of that stuff that went through that whole laundromat, that whole dry cleaning process, we take that whole garbage now, and that becomes the schach. שזהו בבחינת שמי אבוינס ישראל נעשה תוירה. כי כשנסהפכנו אבוינס לסחויוס ונעשה מהאבוינס תוירה, זויס התוירה היא סיסרי תוירה דייקה בחינת נשמו כנל. Because Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likutei Moran that when you are zoicha to do a real, real tshuva, and you are zoicha that your sins get converted to mitzvahs, to Torah, you know what level quality Torah we're talking about? We're talking about the top, top quality. Sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah, the highest form of Torah. Bechinas tshuva, which corresponds to tshuva, shehi lemala mehatorah, which is above the Torah. Tshuva is above Torah. Torah is usually referred to as tiferes, zeranpin. That's the Torah. The luchos were 6x6 with the dimensions, corresponding to the 6 spheros of chesed through malchus. Tshuva is bina. We always refer to the 50 levels of tshuva, the 50 levels of bina. Vezehu bechinas sukkah. And that's what the mitzvah of sukkah is all about. Ki sukkah govoya ma'oid. Because sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, is on a very, very high level. Sukkah is associated with bina. Vehi bechinas sisrei Torah. The sukkah represents when when people are playing hide and seek, and somebody runs into a certain place, runs into a certain room to hide, that's what the sukkah is. The sukkah is the hiding place, the hiddenness, the sisrata, the secrets of Torah, the baseser. Bechinas tshuva, bechinas imo de mesakra albanin, the aim labino tikra. We know imo, the imo who covers over her sons, and imo is called bina. שהיא בחינה סיסרי תוירה, בינו רפרזנט סיקרטס אוף תוירה. נמצא שהסוכה הוא בחינס נשמה. So therefore, סוכה is not נעשה, סוכה is נשמה, the higher level. בחינס סיסרי תוירה. והיא נעשה דייקה מפסוילס גוירן ויקב. רב נוסלו says, look here, you're seeing this chapter of ליקוטי מוהר"ן come to life. In Likutim Ran, Rabbi Nizal is talking about that there's a certain kind of garbage called Averis and everything, and if you're zoche to correct it, you should know, you know what happens from it? It creates Torah. What kind of Torah? Secrets of Torah. Mamish, the heart, Nishma, everything. Rabbi Nizal says, take a look here. Take a look at how the calendar works. That from Aseres Yimei Tshuva, from Yom Kippur, we go straight into Sukkos. What is Sukkah? Bina, secrets of Torah. What do we make the Sukkah out of? Psoilus. Psoilus, that's the Averis. Shehem bechinas moitz v'teven, that's the chaff and straw, the garbage. Shehem klipa dechafyo alchita, they are the husk, the shell, that covers over the grain. Shehem bechinas avoinois, they symbolize sins. Umehem daika nasa sukkah, and it's from them, from the sins, from the klipos, from the husks. That's what we're making the schach from, the most important part of the sukkah. Ki kol ze onu zeichem b'yom ha-kippurim. This is what we're zeichet to accomplish on Yom Kippur. Shemoch alonu Hashem yizborach avoneseinu. That Hashem has forgiven our sins for us. Ad shenishapchu hu avoneis l'schuyos kanal. To the point where we believe that Hashem has not only erased our sins, not zero, he's changed the sign on them. From a minus 5 million, it became a plus 5 million. V'alkei nas en achshav mi psoilas daika sukkah shubachin asisrei Torah kanal, and that's why from the psoilas, from the garbage, we're making the sukkah, which is not just Torah, it's secrets of Torah, it's bina ima. Ubazois hasukkah onu yoshvim kol shivas hayomim, and it's in this sukkah that we sit for the entire 7 days. Va'or vanu mekablim hashiva royim basukkah, and who do we receive in our sukkah? The 7 shepherds that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about over there in Likutei Moran. Ki achshav zoichin lekabel hashiva royim shal yodam ikram shochas emuna. Now that we did tshuva and we were zoicha to nasa v'nishma, we were zoicha to the crowns, and we were zoicha that our sins became mitzvahs. Now we're zoicha to be able to the Azis Digdusha that's needed to get. We had the Koilos on Yom Kippur. Remember the Koilos, and the which is the Azus, which leads us to the 7 shepherds. That leads us to the mitzvah of Sukkah, where in the Sukkah we're able to invite the 7 shepherds, who are the source of our Emunah. They are the true teachers and distributors of Emunah. Shekol avoydaseinu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yikipurim hoya b'shvil zeh, whereby the whole purpose and goal and focus of all of our Avodah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was to what? To get to Emunah, to get to Shleimus Emunah, which we're going to be zeichet to receive now in the Sukkah when those 7 tzaddikim come in, whose job is Emunah. The Pasuk Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emunah. Ure'ei, Re'ei means pasture. The 7 shepherds are called Royim, Shiva Royim. Their title, just like a malach, his name tells you what he's all about. Raphael is the malach of Raphua. The tzaddikim are called shepherds, royim, because their most important job is ure'ei emunah, to be teaching us, to be imbuing us with emunah. Ubazois hasukkah hagdoisha onu yoshvim, and it's in this holy sukkah that we sit. Vasukkah magenes olanu, v'shoymeres soysonu mikol asoynim v'oroitvim, and the sukkah protects us and guards us from all of our enemies, the physical enemies and the spiritual enemies who want to distance us from Hashem, chas v'shalom. Kaidei koyach hasukkah anu betuchim b'Hashem yisborach, sheniyeh smuchim udveikim b'yisborach tomid loylam vohad. Because it's through this mitzvah sukkah that we're confident in Hashem, we trust in Hashem, that we will be close to him and deeply attached to him, or always, forever, forever. There's nothing in the world that will distance us from Hashem. Because we are hidden in the shade of the holy sukkah, shehu kedusha gavoya kol kach, which represents so high a level of holiness, at sheshom nishapchem kol havoinis leschuyos. That's the place where sins get converted to mitzvahs. Ubekoyach hachesed hazeh. And because the sukkah is the place where Hashem's kindness is working so powerfully, shuv einon misyorim mishum harchoka sheboilam. Once that happens, we're not afraid of any kind of distancing from Hashem, chas v'shalom, ever. Ki bevadai tomid noshuv eilav hisborach. Because we will definitely always return to Hashem. Whenever we realize that we've strayed, we'll always come back. And in the end, we will be attached to Hashem, solidly attached to Hashem. Once we were zoche to enter into this unbelievable holy place, the sukkah, which is the mother who covers over her children, shubchinas tshuva, Sheshom kol avoinus nishapchem leschuyos. That's where all sins become mitzvahs. Nimtza. She'onu royim oitzem koyach hatshuva. So through this progression from Rosh Hashanah through Sukkos, this teaches us the incredible, incredible power of tshuva. What tshuva can do. The tshuva can take garbage and make it into the pasuk even moasu haboinim. Rav Nosson Zal quotes that pasuk that the tzaddikim are called builders. They're the builders of Klal Yisrael. They're doing the construction job. When a builder is building, he selects stones that he can work with. Every once in a while, he comes across a stone that looks so lopsided and upside down. It's such a that he takes it and tosses it away. Other stones that are 80% good, he has his guy who's got his chisel. He chisels out here, smooths it out over here, breaks off a little over here, and the stone can be put into the building. But he comes across a certain stone that is so lopsided, that is so crooked in every different way, that he knows by the time the guy chisels it out, he'll be left with nothing. So they just throw it away. Rabbi Nizal says that's there are certain neshamas that have become so messed up with so many sins that most tzaddikim, when they take a look at this neshama, they turn it this way, that they say, forget it. They discard it because they say, hopeless. We'll start chipping away at him. There'll be nothing left with him when you get finished. The true tzaddik, the tzaddik emes, takes those stones which the other builders rejected. Even the stone which moasu haboinim. The other builders were moise, disgusted. Get this thing out of here. This has no purpose. This will just make a mess. This will make the whole building into a horrible thing. Hoisa l'roish pina. The tzaddik doesn't just take it and put it in the building. He makes that the crown stone of the whole building, the cornerstone of the whole building. That's what. Where do we see this? We see it in the Chumash. We see how the Tawashem gives us the timeline of our holidays. That from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're going into Sukkos. What is a Sukkah? A Sukkah is Bina. It's Nistor. It's the highest level of Kedusha. That's when we're able to sit mamish with Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, the biggest tzaddikim. How? Yerida Tachles Aliyah. Because we had to do such a big tshuva on Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we went so far down. All of those minuses became pluses. And Yevuka Shavoin Yisrael, we went searching for the Averos. Where'd we go searching? For the Schach. Searching for Schach, to buy Schach, to buy. We're shopping for Psoilis. We're shopping for garbage. Because the more garbage we have, the more Schach we're going to have, the better Schach we have. That's this Roish Pina. That's this Keser. On the crowns on our head that's generated, that's this b'mokim shebalei tshuva imdim ein tzadik mikron lamoim. That the Torah says that in some ways the bal tshuva goes up to a higher place than the regular tzadikim, because he can be that schach on the sukkah. And alkein, so nimtza shenu royim oitzim koyach hatshuva. From this we see the incredible power of tshuva. Alkein anu betuchim, therefore we're confident. And we wait. Shemikol hanefilois v'hayeridois. that as a result of all the falls that Klal Yisrael has been through, and each and every single one of us have been through, umikol haharchokoi shebo'ilam, and all the different distancing that we became distant from Hashem and everything, mikulam noshuv elav yisporach b'tshuva shleima, from all of them, we'll come back. We will come back. We'll make a comeback from everything. Ad sheniske leishev besuko shel leviyason. Until we'll be zeicher, when Mashiach comes, we're going to sit in what's called the sukkah of the leviyason. That's the sukkah of the Shechina of Hashem, you know, the highest sukkah. V'alkein la'osid lovoi tia hasukkah daiko magina migehenim. And this is why the Torah tells us that which mitzvah is it that's going to protect the Jewish people from Gehenim? It's sukkah. Kama shekosuv, v'sukkah tihyeh v'chula, ulemachse ulemastor, it'll be a covering and a protection, mizerem umimotor, from all kinds of rain, fire, rain. Kisamtir al Rishoim Pachim. Hashem will rain down on the Rishoim fire and brimstone and everything. And the sukkah is what's going to protect us. Why? Ki oyer hasukkah nimsheches mimokom gavoya kol kach. Because the light of sukkah comes from such a high place. Sheshom kol huavoinois nishapchem leschuyos. That's the place where all sins get converted to mitzvahs. Remember? Einenu, ayin. That place of ayin. When a person zeichet to nase v'nishma, he goes up to the keser. They put crowns on his head. He goes up to keser. When a person goes down on that diving board, he goes far down enough. When he zeichet to turn around, to regret, to express his regret, he goes zooming up, up, up to the top floor. V'alkein hasukah magenes umatzeles menagehenem, shehu oynish al averes chasa shalom rachum atzlam. That's why sukkah protects against Gehenim. Gehenim, which is the punishment for sins and everything, if the person did not do tshuva. Ki hasukkah mehapeches huavoinois leschuyos. Because sukkah represents that spiritual place, that very, very high place where sins get converted to mitzvahs, where psoilis becomes an item of beauty, a crown. V'alkein oisin sukkahs achar yom kippurim. Now you understand the flow. Now you know why Sukkot follows Yom Kippur. It fits perfectly. Ashreinu, Ashreinu, Sheyesh Lanu Rebbe Kazeh.